You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
To another episode of Locked On Pac-12. There is no better place to get all of your Pac-12 conference news than the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, hosted by your girl, Cindy Robinson. Follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. This is the Conference of Champions. We're making sure we keep you up to date on everything you need to know. Today, we'll be discussing more about Pac-12 Media Day from the standpoint of Arizona, the Wildcats, that is. We did Arizona State, Oregon, Stanford, and Washington. So we're just making our way through the Pac-12 conference. And, you know, we'll also make sure we update you on some of the latest news of the Pac-12. But joining me now is Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats to talk his Wildcats. Michael, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Cindy. Long time no chat.
Right. It's always a great day, though, when I get to chat with you about basketball, football, life, whatever it may be.
Right, for sure. Okay, I see. That's kind of the same thing over here, just trying to live.
Exactly. So, before we dive into the Wildcats talk, a little Pac-12 update for the people is right now there have been talks happening between the Pac-12 and Big 12 about a possible merger. We literally know nothing beyond that. That is all we know at this point in time, that there's a possibility of a merger, or there were at least talks about the merger since Texas and Oklahoma left the Big 12 for the SEC.
Right.
Michael, what are your thoughts if this is a possibility of happening? Like, what do you feel like it'll do for the Pac-12?
You know, it's all going to depend on who they get and hopefully who they can keep, because if you're a conference like the Big Ten, or, and you can get USC or you can get an Oregon, you're going to try to make that one happen. So first and foremost, you got to be able to hold on to what you got. And then after that, I mean, you see some names thrown around, and there's the Pac-12's in an interesting spot because I'm not exactly sure how many enticing options there are. I mean, you look at it and it's like, you know, people have been talking about Texas Tech or, you know, TCU, but I don't know, like, those don't do a ton for me. If you can get a school like Kansas, that does something for me. It brings in a market, you know, and it brings in basketball. Obviously the football isn't great and it's a decent academic institution, but the Pac-12 is kind of in a tough boat right here, Cindy, because I just don't know who they can add that's incredibly enticing.
Right. And I think that was the overall sentiment when George Kliavkov initially said that he wasn't looking to add anyone to the Pac-12, or nor was he poaching any teams to add to the Pac-12 when he was asked this at Pac-12 Media Day last week. So it's interesting to see now that talks have begun, but I do think that I'm not surprised when it comes to that, because he mentioned that he'd be open to listening to offers. So at this point in time, we'll just call it that. He's listening to offers and seeing what's out there as a possibility.
Yeah, and I like Kliavkov from what I've seen. I certainly have more faith in him than I do a guy like Larry Scott, who was here earlier. And it also struck me that, you know, when Larry Scott was, you know, when he was the commissioner, he would always talk about, you know, how well the Pac-12 was doing in all these sports, but generally would never bring up football or basketball. And the first thing Kliavkov said was, we've got to compete in football. That's really what matters here. So I think it helps that I think you have more of a forward thinking type guy right there.
Definitely. And his main goal is to, you know, help with those TV distribution rights, which I will say it seems like is more his wheelhouse and where he comes from, because he doesn't come from sports necessarily. Mm-hmm. He comes from like more of a communications background. So again, I think his mindset is, you know, handling that side of things first. And so if we see anybody added on, it'll definitely be with the thought process that that's going to help improve that area, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. And I'm this is where you get paid the big bucks, because like I said, I look around and I don't see a lot of ideal fits and you know, places that can further advance the conference. I mean, the last thing I want to have happen is you're adding like Utah State and Rice,
right,
or you know, something like that. Now, again, nothing against those schools, but you know, you just look at the power move that the SEC just made, and you know, they flexed on everybody getting Texas and Oklahoma. So, you know, now I think it's going to be kind of a scavenger hunt to try to get other, because I think the Big 12 is eventually going to evaporate. And I think you could be looking at about a three-person conference or a three-conference world at that point.
And that's crazy. A world where we have only three conferences. Do you think by, and this is probably a long shot, I don't necessarily think this is the case, but I have seen talks about this. Do you think there's any concerns about retaining teams like a USC and an Oregon to the Pac-12, or that's not an issue at all?
I don't think so, but you know, if I'm the Big Ten and I'm looking around, I'm thinking to myself, man, I'd really like to get a hold of one of those teams right there.
Yeah. I only say that because, like, we know those teams are probably the most competitive when it comes to the Pac-12. And knowing that, especially when it comes to football, knowing that, I wonder if them as separate entities are looking for a more competitive conference for themselves and a chance for them to be more, I'll say, a chance to be considered more often in those national championship talks.
Yeah, and the problem with the Pac-12, and that's a great point, the problem with the Pac-12 is they just haven't been relevant enough. You look around and you know, you don't like it back, you know, back in the mid 2000s, you had UCLA going on a run to, you know, three Final Fours in, you know, succession. Then you had USC, which was, you know, killing people in football. You had Oregon in there. The Pac-12 internally just has not been good enough. And I think that's the first thing that you got to look at. And the second thing you got to look at is that, you know, who can you add that really can, you know, add to that? And I don't see a ton of football programs out there. Obviously, if you could add Kansas basketball with the market, that would be awesome. But this is where the guy's going to make his money, because I normally I've got a lot of answers. I don't have a ton of answers here.
Right. It's something we still have to monitor. I don't think anyone has the answers, which is why we haven't heard any results from those talks. I am interested to see like what happened in those talks or hear what happened in those talks and see if anything came from it. But for now, this is all we know. Just wanted to keep you updated on what's going on in the Pac-12. Don't think it's anything to be concerned about quite yet, but for the future, it is a possibility that we may be seeing some teams added to the Pac-12. Coming up next, we will be discussing Arizona Wildcats football returning and just all there is to know about this upcoming season. But before we get into that, let me put you on game about rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. rockauto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. And whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Okay, we are talking Arizona Wildcats football with Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Michael, today was, I guess, an extension of Pac-12 Media Day, we'll say. Arizona Media Day. And was it the start of their training camp as well?
Yeah, well, they start on Friday. Okay. But we had Media Day yesterday.
Okay, cool. So how was the Media Day? What were some of the big things that they talked about? Like, what do we need to know?
Well, the big thing they talked about was just energy.
Yeah.
And that's something that has been woefully inadequate at Arizona the last, gosh, 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, you know, when you're the proud owner of a 12-game losing streak and you lost your last game 70-7, that's going to be a little bit of an issue. But you look at it, though, and this has been a team that, or this has been a coaching staff that has said, you know what, nobody's going to outwork us. Nobody's going to be more energetic, and we're going to make things happen. And, you know, I have no clue if Jed Fish can coach or not, but so far, so good. I mean, he's got a top 25 recruiting class, which is, you know, which is pretty remarkable considering what they've done. And on top of that, the guys, I think, are just in a good frame of mind. And when you go around from coach to coach, you got Jed Fish, obviously, but then you got Brennan Carroll. Pete Carroll's son is the offensive coordinator. And, you know, Pete Carroll's not a guy that's going to send his son to play or coach for somebody that I don't think he believes can succeed. So that's a good thing right there. You look at Don Brown, the DC you get from Michigan. It's without question the best assistant coaching staff this school's ever had. Again, I don't expect them to win many games this year, but this is certainly an energetic bunch that I think could have a pretty bright future if Jed Fish can coach at all.
So I want to take the focus to Jed Fish because he was one of the big things that the players were discussing at Pac-12 Media Day. And more than anything, they discussed how he's come in and changed the landscape for not only the football team, but the whole athletic program completely.
This has basically been a program where people have not, under Kevin Sumlin, the coaches, you know, didn't reach out to the alumni. They didn't really care if fans came. It was kind of the epitome of just a feel of, you know what, we're just here to collect a paycheck. And Jed Fish, I think, wants to be successful here. And when you're at a place like Arizona where, you know, it's not, you don't have a ton of history. You don't have a ton of, local talent to be able to pull from. You've got to be able to pull from other resources. And he's got a crack recruiting staff, and he's got a group of guys right now that I think are incredibly interested in being able to bring the best talent that they can in Arizona, which is, I know that that sounds, that sounds, well, yeah, no duh. Shouldn't that always be the case? But to me, it's a little bit different, Cindy. I think this is a group of guys that are cut from a little bit different of a cloth. Again, no clue if they can coach, but this is a group that wants to win, that's for sure.
I will agree that this is a team that has revenge and redemption on their mind. They talked a lot about that at Pac-12 Media Day as well. Anthony Pandy was one for sure who was like, yeah, we have a chip on our shoulder. I'm coming for revenge at this point.
Yes. And, you know, it's cool to see because who knows really how good any of these guys are. But this was the first time that it looked like you caught a motivated group right there. And that's something that we haven't seen at the University of Arizona in a long time. And I think everybody's kind of on the same page. Anthony Pandy made that point that, you know what, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to go out there and battle. And so far, I mean, it certainly looks like that's the case. And that's what's been impressive about this. It's a group of guys that I think, you know what, we know we might not win a ton of games, but we know where we're going to be going. We know where we're going to be going here.
Exactly. Okay, coming up next, we'll talk more from Arizona Media Day and Pac-12 Media Day. But before that, we get into that, you got to know about betonline.ag because college football season is here, NFL season is here, and this is the place you want to go to make all your bets. If you're looking to get in on some betting action, betonline.ag is the place for you. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs.
Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Okay, so Michael, one of the things about Arizona Wildcats football is it's unfortunate, but they are like at this point slotted to finish in the Pac-12 last place, and they're very aware of that. So as we're talking about revenge and redemption, they're also out to prove people wrong from, you know, the narrative that was created last season with how bad of a season that they had.
Yeah, and that's, you know, their motto is it's personal, and they've been saying that from day one. And I think that that's something that is, I think that that's something that you certainly have to look at. You know, the Arizona has really nowhere to go from here, but up. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about a guy like a Stanley Berryhill. And I think that he is, well, I think that he's totally kind of encapsulates what you're looking at right now, because he's a guy that, you know what, he's Arizona's best wide receiver last year, and he announced that he was going to transfer, and he committed to Ball State. Then, you know what, he decided I'll keep my options open. Jed Fish gets the job. He talks with Stan. He gives his vision about where they're going to be able to go from here, who they're going to be able to recruit. And lo and behold, Stanley Berryhill's back, and he's in Arizona.
That last part went out a little bit, but he basically said he returned back to Arizona football.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he came back. No, sorry about that. He came back, and he's an Arizona Wildcat right now. And he talked about he hasn't played for a coaching staff like this in quite some time, and he might not ever again, because he said there's kind of a youthful feel about everything, that, you know what, they're all on the same page. And, you know, it's building something new, and it's basically you embrace what happened in the past, but you also don't want that to ever happen again. And they've kind of owned what happened there. And I think Stan is very indicative of the kind of program so far that Jed Fish is running.
Yeah, I agree. On top of that, a lot of, you know, their offseason has been spent on improving the things that they had issues with last season. And, you know, it was mentioned that Stanley Berryhill was one of those shining stars of the offseason. Like, he was probably the MVP of the of spring. Going into this next season, how important is it, do you feel like, to have someone like him, Anthony Panny, all of them improving their game from last season, but, like, you know, making those strides now in the offseason before training camp even gets here?
It means, honestly, it means absolutely everything. You've got to have guys, especially when your best guys are kind of pulling in the same direction. That's invaluable. You have to have that. And just to see Stan talk about it, you know, being a leader for these younger guys, setting forth kind of a new vision for Arizona football, that's something that you almost can't really put a price tag on there, Cindy. When you're not a USC and you're not an Oregon where you can just kind of bring in talent and it speaks for itself, you've got to have guys that are willing to really kind of get down to the nitty gritty. And that's basically what Arizona has been able to do here so far. You retain the players, you sell a vision. Now, it's going to be interesting to see if they win two games this year, you know, if that enthusiasm sticks. But so far, so good when it comes to that. And Stan, you know, I think is very emblematic of everything that's been going on.
Do you feel like it's almost a good thing for them to be doubted and all of that because of the situation? Like, I mean, because of going into the season, being doubted will help them. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always going to help. I mean, they know how last season ended. But, you know, it's always going to help, though, if you've got something in your back pocket that you can really try to, you know, kind of pull from. And that's certainly what they have at this stage in the game. They have a very motivated group. Now, maybe not the most talented group in the world, but they've got a very motivated group to be able to go out there and show people that, you know what, it's kind of a new era of Arizona football right now. And I think that's kind of what you're enthused about if you're, you know, if you're an Arizona Wildcat fan. But again, there hasn't been much to be enthused about with Arizona football in 4 or 5 years.
I will say they definitely see everyone doubting them. They made that very clear at Pac-12 Media Day. But I will also add on to that, that even though ASU has mentioned, like, you know, yeah, we're going to take it again, they definitely still praised Arizona and had good things to say. And in a sense, they're not doubting them, at least not to the media.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think they know that Arizona's not very good, but at the same time, I think they know that they're at least going to be motivated this year, which Arizona was kind of the perfect combination last year of not being good and not being motivated at the same time.
Yeah. Well, with a chip on their shoulder, we will be waiting to see what Arizona Wildcats pull out of their hat this season. I'm excited for the competition overall in Pac-12. I think we have some great teams to look forward to watching, some great competitions. I definitely can't wait to see some upsets. So if Arizona's on the good side of those upsets this season, I would love to see that just for your sake, Michael, because I know it's going to be tough for covering the season like that.
You are not kidding, Cindy.
It's okay, though. We all have been there. I'm a Washington State fan. We have had our downfalls. Trust me, I was there as a student sitting through the snow and cold through some tough games. So
you're like, I've been through it. I know that.
Yes, completely understand the struggle. But we're going to hope and pray for the best. And for those of you that are into betting, you definitely want to check out the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get your daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So make sure you follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. And then follow the Locked On Pac-12 and Locked On Wildcats podcast on the Odyssey app. Michael Luke is giving you daily talks about the Wildcats and what to expect, and not just football, basketball, and some other stuff as well. So make sure you check it out. And then you can follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12 and at Locked On Wildcats. And then my personal Twitter is _Cindy Robinson and @IronMikeLuke for Michael Lukes. Other than that, make sure you stay Locked On Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.